Hi, Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and welcome to another episode of my Police Promotion and Leadership Podcast, giving you CPD on the go wherever you may be listening. This is another great podcast where I cover aspects around your police leadership and promotion ambitions, and this one today is around the issue, the topic of Groundhog Day, the same old thing happening, the same old results for people that don't prepare for promotion, and just trying to prepare you for some insights as to what you can do differently. I'll get on to that in a minute. I'll get into the podcast in a minute. But if you've got something interesting to say on policing, promotion and or leadership, get in touch to arrange an interview. I'm happy to share my platform if you've got a story to tell, either by writing a guest blog post, which can be anonymous if you wish, and or recording a verbal message to feature as a guest podcast. I'm always happy to share my platform to promote a diverse range of perspectives and views in policing whilst creating informative content for you. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. And for info in a moment, I'll be giving you a quick overview of the support that Rank Success offers aspiring cops and the benefits of becoming a podcast subscriber. Then we'll get straight into the episode. So let me know your views in the Q&A on the podcast notes. At Rank Success, I'm committed to giving you the best police leadership development, levelling the playing field of promotion, whatever your budget and wherever you are. I invite you to explore my free blogs at policepromotion.blog and videos on my YouTube channel. There's topical police news, salary information, deep dives into diversity, CVF explainers, explanations of promotion assessments, and various aspects covering your police leadership and ongoing CPD. All this content will firstly help you become a better police leader, and then secondly, succeed in your promotion process. To go further, you might consider becoming a subscriber of my podcast. Not only will you be supporting the free content I create for others, but for just $4.99 a month, you'll also get extra subscriber-only episodes. You'll be the first to access all new episodes and have access to the best of my back catalogue, whilst also getting an exclusive 25% discount on my market-leading promotion materials. There's no commitment and you can cancel any time. Want to smash your promotion with tried and tested prep? If you've got an upcoming board or you just want to get ahead of the competition now, consider my structured, succinct and rank-specific toolkits. These help focus your effort on the right things, including examples of what good evidence looks like, explainers of the CVF, plus a myriad of other essential content to help you achieve your aspiration. Others have described these materials as a godsend, like gold dust, helping to tame the monsters in your mind, and have even stated there's nothing else like it. See countless more testimonials on my website from successful cops who took action and got in touch. There's e-guides, my professional recorded masterclass video, plus my in-depth CVF explainer video, or indeed special bundle offers on everything. Or come join me for an all-inclusive day on my next in-person promotion masterclass. All this and more is available from my main website at ranksuccess.co.uk, and the return on investment will come in your first month's salary increase alone. So that's an overview of what I can do for you, and without further ado, let's get into today's podcast. Hi, Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and here we are with this podcast on Groundhog Day. And you might be intrigued by the title, but some of you listening in may have seen the film before with Bill Murray. But basically, Groundhog Day is about an individual living the same day over and over and over again. They call it Groundhog Day because, and funnily enough, it's approaching the 2nd of February, which in the United States of America is Groundhog Day. It's the day the groundhog wakes up after sleeping all winter. And if when it comes out of its den, it sees its shadow on the ground, it will retreat to its den and there'll be six more weeks of winter. Well, it certainly feels like that at the moment. And if not, then spring will start early. And all of this happens in, happens in Pennsylvania, in Punxsutawney, and there's actually a mythical groundhog called Punxsutawney Phil. And the film's based on that. And Bill Murray, a 1993 film. He's unable to break the time loop. He's a cynical reporter. He goes to report on Groundhog Day, and he, as a result of his behaviour, is doomed to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. He just keeps living the same loop every day until he does something different. And when he does something different and he gets better, he becomes better. Well, he makes it through to February the 3rd, and he's been living in February the 2nd doing the same old thing all the while. Okay, so as we approach the 2nd of February in the UK, no such thing as Groundhog Day as such, but that theme is something I've been reflecting on, because in a way it's Groundhog Day for me, and sometimes for many of the people that contact me at Rank Success for support, and making inquiries in relation to some support for them in tackling their promotion aspirations. So I'm using this as a bit of an analogy really for promotion, Groundhog Day, in that candidates tend to make, many candidates every year tend to make the same mistakes. And some of them make the same mistakes every year, a bit like Bill Murray's character. They're trapped in a loop and they can't get out of it. And that's what this podcast is about today. I just wanted to look at some of that, some of the changes that people can make. Until they do something different, they are in a way doomed, a bit like the character, to keep living this time loop, this same old, doing the same things, getting the same things, and being unsuccessful at promotion ultimately. And I'll get into a couple of the stories in a minute, or a couple of the snippets of feedback that people send me that I kind of look at and work with them to unlock into promotion success. Now, that all sounds very grand because I don't do very much. As a coach, I ask questions, I hold a mirror up to people so they can see metaphorically how they are behaving, and how if they change some of their behavior or did some different things, they may unlock their own potential and realize their potential. That happens to lots and lots of people, and I'll go through a couple in a minute. But essentially, Groundhog Day is somewhere you don't really want to be trapped in. And I know it's freezing cold at the moment, we don't have Groundhog Day, but what we do have at this time of year is vast cohorts of promotion candidates, all aspiring, all energetic, enthusiastic, determined, all going for promotion. And, you know, there are 5,000 people got through the exam last year, and I know the College of Policing allows you to take the exam, Sergeant and Inspector's exam, twice now. So 5,000 people got through, so competition, which is a word that you never see mentioned in any promotion processes overtly as such, but make no doubt about it, there are thousands and thousands of people going for promotion, so you have to stand out in a way. And many people say the same old things. They think that promotion's about the same old thing that it was last year and the year before, and it's not, it changes. And for those of you who have read some of my blogs, if you hop on over to policepromotion.blog, you'll see that I've covered things like the postcode lottery of police promotion processes. And yet in forces, officers believe that the way their force runs promotion is the only way that there is, and actually there are lots of different ways, and through looking at different frameworks, different ways that other forces do it, and picking up on some of those issues which I cover in my blogs, you can get different views, different perspectives that can help you move forward if you're stuck in a bit of a Groundhog Day loop. And there's no reason for you to do that, because you can take action at any time you choose, and download a digital toolkit from ranksuccess.co.uk for PC to Sergeant or Sergeant to Inspector, and change your perspectives, change your views, change the paradigm that you may be trapped in. And by that, I mean, you'll see some of the examples I'm now going to allude to. But just some of the things, and I've had these recently, and I've had these now, I've been doing this for about 10 years now, so it's not unusual to me. I am used to being in Groundhog Day, and I try and help people do things differently so that they can break out of it and be successful ultimately. So here's a couple of bits that they're kind of summarizing some of the comments that people give me. Hi Steve, I've got a board in 2 weeks, can you help? So that's quite current, quite common that I get that. I've got a board in 2 weeks, I've got a board in a month, I've got a board next week I've had before, and my first question around that is, okay, could you just talk me through a little bit about what you've done to prepare so far? Well, that's why I'm ringing you, Steve. And there you have it, that long pregnant pause that may be on their part or my part or on your part listening to that. Yes, that actually happens. It happens quite a lot that people believe that they can actually prepare for a board in 2 weeks. I've rarely known that. Maybe if someone's come out of another a process or they've been unsuccessful in a previous process and they're kind of revisiting their material and their examples and they are at a certain level, yes, maybe they can do that. But it's almost unheard of for someone to be able to sit a promotion selection process with just 2 weeks preparation. I always encourage people to prepare and to commit to, and make that commitment to yourself personally for your CPD, to commit to a depth and a breadth of preparation the likes of which you've never done before in your life. And I suppose the nearest thing to that you would get would be, studying for months to do the promotion exam. And congratulations if you got through. You've got through, you've got a ticket, but there's thousands of you, absolutely thousands of you, that want to go for promotion across the country. And this year coming up, there's going to be another few thousand that get through. And if it's another 5,000 like last year, then well, that's 10,000 in the pot. Hopefully the best will rise to the top. And generally that's about doing something different, about improving yourself, turning up on the day, the best version of yourself, based upon a solid foundation of preparation. And that is not like that comment that I just read out to you. Hi, I've got a board in 2 weeks, can you help? Now, I'm always happy to talk to people, to signpost, to offer guidance and direction, and to talk this through and, you know, spell out the reality of that. But also I do know that people can make real quantum leaps forward with the digital toolkits, or perhaps attending a promotion masterclass where they come and sit for a full day and hopefully metaphorically I drive a coach and horses through what they think they know, and hopefully the ground is fresh and fertile for new ideas and new thinking ultimately. So that's one comment. So people who come to me regularly, a bit of a groundhog day for me, I suppose. I have a board in 2 weeks, can you help? Yes, I can, but it's a bit of an uphill battle for us both, I suppose. But not impossible, and I'm always an optimist. Okay, another comment then. I'm coming to you, Steve, as a last resort, which is nice. I can also be a first resort, and I'd like to think of myself more as a first resort, and I am becoming. All my materials, all my guidance and support available for candidates, whether that's free, whether that's premium, or whether it's, you know, the videos, YouTube videos, blogs that people can hop and step and skip in and out of. I'm hoping that that's becoming more valuable over a period of time as a first resort. But to finish that quote, hi Steve, I'm coming to you as a last resort, having been unsuccessful previously. So I'll often say, well, look, tell me a bit about your feedback. Where are you now? When's your next opportunity? We'll just have a conversation. And often coaching is just a supportive conversation. It's the way I like to think about it. It can get really overcomplicated, but it's about asking questions and having a supportive conversation. Same as mentoring, really. So I'm coming to you as a last resort. And that is not unusual. People want to try. And why not? Why not try in your own way first? That's the nature of policing, really. It's the nature of, you know, curiosity. Go and have a go yourself. You know, why would you want to spend any money or invest any money in yourself, in your CPD? Leave that aside for a minute. If you can get it done yourself. Well, that happens a lot. People try to do that a lot. But as I've said before, with thousands and thousands of people going through this process now, and thousands of people becoming qualified, then, you know, you have to do things to get match fit. In the time you've got available. So the choice is yours how you do that, but hopefully don't leave it as a last resort. Try and do it now. So what I mean by that is, if you've decided to take the exam last year or this year or in the last couple of years, you made a decision there and then, consciously, subconsciously, that you had the belief that you got what it takes to lead a team of others, to lead other people formally as a sergeant, as an inspector, as a chief inspector. So, you know, you've passed that exam, you made that decision. Unfortunately, the 5-year limit you get He suddenly whittled away. People don't know how this happens, but suddenly 4 years disappeared. And now, that brings me on to my next one. I'm desperate, Steve. I've got one chance left. So what that means is, for whatever reasons, and there may be really good reasons, you may want to go off laterally and develop yourself, get onto a crime squad, get onto a force support group, go on to CID and develop. There's nothing wrong with any of that, and I'm not saying there is. What I'm saying is, I have a Groundhog Day experience where people come to me and say, how can you help me? I'm desperate to get through. I really do have to get through this time, Steve. So a bit of projection going on there, but for me, I can easily deflect that straight into my toolkits, straight into some one-to-one support, and we can see whether we can get, you know, the best outcome for that in the time you've got available. And give me a call. I'm always happy to discuss those issues because people are at different stages. But what I would say is, you know, if you're going for promotion, go for promotion. It's a risk decision if you choose to go left of field or right of field for a couple of years, because events won't always run your way. And in between, rightly or wrongly, the organisation gets what it wants every time. And what I mean by that is sometimes the organisation will say, you know, or it will become known, the organisation needs more detectives. And that's the gap. That's the gap in the organisation. That's the skills gap that is there and needs to be filled. And spookily enough, in the next promotion process, many more people get through who want to join CID or who are detectives to fill those vacancies. So, you know, the organisation, and that might be the year that you were desperate to get through, so you've left it 3-4 years, and unfortunately, you know, with the best will in the world, you might have done well, but the organisation needs to fill gaps and a certain set of skills, so you may fall foul of that. I'm happy to talk about that in a longer way, but that's what I mean. So Groundhog Day is about making that decision. Look, I want to become a leader. I want to do that at a formal position like Sergeant Inspector, and I'm going to do everything I can in the time I've got to do that. And the reality with the 5-year thing is they do that for a reason, and you may need those years. You know, life gets in the way. People have families, they have breaks, they have commitments, they do go off left of field, they have illnesses, absences, attachments, secondments. All these things can happen in those 5 years, but it's just about keeping that in focus and doing what's best for you. At the moment, it's that 5-year limit. So in terms of Groundhog Day, I get to have that conversation lots and lots of times. And over the last 10 years, I've had it lots and lots of times. So one of the other things, I don't understand why I'm not successful in the process. Well, that's an easy one. I can sometimes solve that with 3 or 4 questions. And bingo, there's a yawning gap there that's realised straight away that, oh, yeah, no, I can't answer that relatively basic concept, or I'm unable to respond to that right now on the spot. And so, again, the power of questions when you're coaching somebody, and some of those are very easy. I've talked about them and blogged about them and done videos about them before. You've got 5 minutes, just talk me through the role of sergeant, please. And as I say, sometimes really difficult for people to do that on the spot, and yet they're going for the role of sergeant. So it's not unreasonable to expect that you could perhaps talk for at least a couple of minutes off the top of your head about what the role is about. And yet that's a Groundhog Day experience for me, certainly, but for lots of officers themselves. And unfortunately, they've already been through processes and have been unable to answer that question, which is sometimes, not always, but sometimes, the first question to ease people in on a board. Tell us a bit about the role you're going for. Groundhog Day perspective from that. Frustration. You know, people have been through it so much. They are mentally, physically exhausted, emotionally drained by the experience. And they come to me again, maybe as a last resort or maybe as a recommendation, word of mouth. I just don't know what else they want from me. I have no idea what they want from me. I've been for promotion a number of times. You know, I'm written up well, I'm supported. I just can't believe it. It's not fair. So there's a few other issues in there Well, I've done blogs around it being fair. It isn't fair. You have to get match fit and then give it your best and turn up on the day. There's lots of fairness policies. They'll do everything they can to make it a fair process, but it isn't fair on yourself if you don't put in the appropriate effort and preparation to give your best on the day. Questions on promotion boards are simply there to trigger a response from you. They actually say very little, the panel, the promotion board. A couple of seconds, they've asked you a question. The rest of the 6, 7 minutes is yours to fill. And that takes some practice, and many people never get there to understand that point. So yes, they've been written up well, they've been supported, and they can't believe that some people who have only got 3, 4, 5 years in suddenly walk out of the boards ahead of them, and they've got 8 or 9 years in, and they're well liked, well respected, been written up well, but never put any work in around the wider edges about how you can be successful on a promotion selection process. Okay, so that's just some of them that. Some of the flavours really that kind of lend themselves to the Groundhog Day analogy that I'm making is that people are literally doomed to go around that cycle like the character in the film every year unless they step out and do something different, think differently, behave differently in different ways. And that's what coaching and mentoring is there to do. The digital toolkits that I have, the free videos, the leadership podcast, you're listening to this as well, that you can subscribe to, are resources that can help support your thinking and change your perspective, change your paradigm around promotion. You'll see some testimonials on my site where people say, "I came to your masterclass, Steve, and the penny dropped. I was able to see a light bulb, aha moment, whatever you want to call it, the penny dropped. And I suddenly knew all the things I wasn't doing or hadn't been doing in previous processes." So that's really the issue around Groundhog Day that I wanted to kind of pull out. But this depth and breadth of preparation is essentially it. You have to do that. Some simple things, and sometimes I am quite amazed sometimes by what people don't know. And to be fair, there's no holier than thou in this around that. Your cops are busier today than ever before. They're getting the job done, they're going to immediates, they're going to prompts, they're doing their workloads, and they're trying to have some time off and live a life as well. I get it. I've got family that are serving in the police service at the moment, and 4 or 5 members of my family, so I do understand. I was a cop myself for 30 years, I know what it's like. But you know, if you want to advance and progress your career through promotion, you need to make that commitment and think about that commitment, or you might want to choose about thinking about that to give yourself that professional courtesy, that personal courtesy, that protected time, and do what you can to do it. Because sometimes when I ask people about what they're reading and they say, "Oh, I haven't got time to read," well, as a sergeant, that's unacceptable. As an inspector, that's unacceptable, because you're not reading for you, you're reading to be the best leader you can be, and you're reading on behalf of your team so you can stay ahead of the curve. Super vision, not Superman, but at least looking around the corner a little bit further down the line. That's what line supervisors do. So just that ability to look around. So reading things like the Casey Review. I still speak to people today who have not read or looked at the Casey Review. And they say they have sometimes, and I say, "Okay, could you just tell me over the next couple of minutes what some of the key points were?" And we both come to realize they actually haven't read it. And that's, you know, that's just what is. Some people might say, "Well, that's unbelievable, that's unprofessional." And I just say, "Well, look, they haven't read it yet." So on my site, I've done a free 10-minute summary video of it on my YouTube, so people can get stuck into it, have a look at it, and rather than get into the depth of it, which they may choose to do, or parts of it before a board, they can certainly have a thorough summary presentation or video on it. Values is another thing. Values are not easy to talk about, they're hard. And that's a massive one. That's like a big hole that people walk straight into, or off the edge of a cliff. When I ask a question, "How are your values?" "I'm sorry, Steve, what do you mean, how are my values?" "How are your values?" "Yeah, but what do you mean by that?" "Okay, how are your values?" And then we have a conversation around the importance of values. So the CVF values are stated. Forces have their own values. You'll have your own personal values that go right back to when you were a kid or other stages of your life. And there'll be things that will be important to you. There'll be non-negotiable things for you, red lines for you. What are they? Because if you don't know your own values and you don't know the organisation's values, how are you going to build trust and confidence with the public? And that's what the process is about, is getting to the heart of that, not a trick process. So that's important, because in terms of Groundhog Day, well, I have that conversation all the time over values. It's a bit like a brick or a stone in the way of someone metaphorically walking towards me, and I'm saying, mind the brick, mind the brick, mind the brick. And, you know, 6, 7, 8 people out of 10 trip over it. And what I mean by that is they haven't done the work to see the brick in front of them, to get that clarity around values, because it's so important. And again, I've highlighted some of that in my toolkits, and certainly on my masterclasses I cover it. Tactical v strategic. When I'm speaking to people who are going perhaps from sergeant to inspector, this issue of tactical v strategic, having an interesting conversation around that. And often I will get people that have presented in applications and their expressions of interest for promotion, that they are presenting what is effectively good sergeant evidence. It's good sergeant evidence, but it's not good inspector evidence, because there's no hints, there's no aspects of it that cover a broader perspective. So, you know, rather than just your station at your nick on your team, you know, step outside. What about what's happening in the BCU, what's happening in the force, what's happening nationally? Bringing in some of those more strategic perspectives, as well as some of the ways in which you work. And then also just your ability to be able, you're going for a leadership position, talking about yourself as a leader, thinking about yourself as a leader, and connecting both of those together, but more importantly, believing in yourself as a leader. And so having some practice and some discussion and some insights around that is helpful often. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to whip through a couple of real examples of the outcomes, if you like, that you're probably listening to thinking, well, what are the outcomes, Steve? And the outcomes are also what I want to focus on as a Groundhog Day perspective, because I want this to keep happening again and again. And I want people to become trapped in a cycle of success rather than a cycle of disappointment and being unsuccessful and failure. And there are things that happen. If you have a look at the testimonials at ranksuccess.co.uk, you can see how people describe what happened for them in their own words on there. So I'm just going to focus on a couple of them from the perspective of Groundhog Day and what changed, because it's about doing something different that unlocks things. So I'm just going to read this one out from Lee, and I've got about 3 or 4 of these, or 4 or 5 of these to listen, but each one has got some perspectives, and I may touch on a couple of insights from them. I've finally been promoted to the rank of sergeant. I've been acting for many years, mainly due to my apparent inability to pass a board. I failed 2 boards over the years, preparing for them in my own way and really just not getting it. Via a telephone conversation and utilising your excellent guides, I managed to finally get my head around what it was all about and get into the right mindset. This time around, I went into the board with relative confidence and actually, bizarrely, quite enjoyed the experience. Lee. So that's Lee's kind of insight into how his perspective changed, and he broke out of his Groundhog Day loop, if you like. And, you know, I alluded earlier on to, you know, trying to do it in your own way. There's nothing wrong with that, but how many times can you keep doing that? And I would encourage you to think about doing it properly once and committing to that depth and breadth of preparation, because some of the issues are quite easy to unlock. So the next one is Rachel Sargent. And Rachel says, after 4 unsuccessful interviews, I knew I needed to take positive steps towards getting promoted. I attended one of Steve's masterclasses and found it invaluable. It brought into focus for me that there were no shortcuts to this, and that if I really wanted it, it would mean simply knuckling down and becoming an expert on me as an individual and as a leader and what the role means to me. I was able to structure the approach I took to my preparation, and at my next interview, I was successful. So again, something happened there. Rachel decided after 4 boards to come to one of my masterclasses. It's a full day. We go through it like a dose of salts, everything you need to know for promotion. Then you go away, unpack everything, pack it all back together again, and bring in all that value and understanding and insights. And then you turn up in a better position, more match fit, ready for your opportunity. And what I call, you know, being on the front foot, metaphorically, mentally, physically. You're on the front foot, not on the back foot. So, you know, you're looking forward to it. As Lee alluded to earlier on, he bizarrely quite enjoyed his board. Well, I don't think there's many people do that. I think I've had two testimonials where people have said they really enjoyed their board, but that was only as a result of the work they did. This one is from Mike. Cracking that promotion interview was just something I couldn't seem to do. I then decided to try a different approach and very quickly managed to unjumble the chaos and confusion in my head and create a calm thought process. Before I knew it, I was really starting to see the light, and just what I needed, I was able to create structures for answering anything the board wanted to throw at me. And over 120 people applied for 12 inspectors' jobs a few months ago, and I passed with flying colours. So again, you know, being unable to crack the promotion interview is something he couldn't seem to do, but behaved differently, did something differently, and was able to get that calm thought process. You know, ultimately, you're going into a promotion process. It's a professional conversation if you've done the work, nothing more. It's a professional panel, and you're a professional being interviewed. So it's a professional conversation, is how I would encourage you, and how I do encourage people to think about it. But it's a lot easier to think about it that way once you've done the work. I cannot measure it, but compared to a previous unsuccessful interview, I felt completely different and more relaxed. Steve, and that's inspector, a new inspector. So compared to a previous unsuccessful interview, I felt completely different and more relaxed. And isn't that what you want to do? You want to move from this tense state of relative ignorance around what promotion processes are, what they actually want from you, to a position where you're happy to meet that, you're happy to talk about that, you're happy to give your best examples and evidence. And ultimately, you want to do that in a state of confidence and being relaxed to do it, because that will allow you to shine and for your true personality to shine through. Two more. After four previous attempts at promotion to inspector over 8 years, this was a final attempt and provided a very positive and complimentary outlook on preparation and progress. The tips and encouragement are invaluable, a must for any prospective candidate who wants to be in with a chance of success. On my fifth attempt, I passed my promotion process, and that's David, inspector. Again, four previous attempts over 8 years. Just think of the emotional energy there and the uncertainty and embarking on that process, Groundhog Day style, for four attempts over 8 years. 8 years, that's almost a third of a policing career, when, as has been shown here, it could have been done a lot quicker than that, just with unlocking some, you know, blockages, some barriers. And everybody's got them. So it's just about embarking on that, getting to be the best that you can be, and trying to break out and do something different that allows you to do that. Okay, last one. I've tried for 9 years and sat 7 boards. This year, I fully embraced your masterclass and I passed. Thanks for your help. I definitely see promotion now as a process that lasts more than the 2 months from applications being published to interview. And through planning, it meant that nerves that hindered me in the past were reduced. And that's Dan. Sergeant. So 9 years and 7 boards. So if you extrapolate this across policing, you can see there's a lot of this going on, a lot of this Groundhog Day stuff going on. And it's needless. It doesn't need to happen. But linked to that is, you know, people's attitudes to investment in their own CPD. And often they will get that back in the first paycheck in the new rank. So you're not talking massive amounts of money. And if you look at Rank Success, so much free material there, that the range of resources there to help you almost remove that as an excuse. So having that attitude to getting better, to improving, and having a serious CPD or a serious attitude to your CPD can really help. But Groundhog Day, I want to keep that coming. I don't think people should have to keep doing the same old thing. If you're listening to this now, you don't need to. You can take action right now as soon as you finish listening to this. Or you can book yourself on a masterclass. What's it today? You've got a couple of weeks before my next promotion masterclass at the National Motorcycle Museum in Birmingham, and I look forward to welcoming you if you can make it. If not, you can hop on over to download a digital promotion toolkit. And if you want to just get familiar and start thinking differently, which is what I would encourage you to do, which will help you to behave differently and break out of a loop if you're possibly in it. Then there's lots and lots of free stuff, free videos, free blogs particularly, and free podcasts like this one for you to listen to and start picking up some insights and see whether you think differently and whether you do something differently. But wherever you are on your promotion journey, I wish you all the very best with it, because as I say, there's thousands of people that are going for promotion. And if you look at this Groundhog Day topic, for many people, they will be a bit like the character in the film, completely unaware that they're actually trapped in it until they actually do something different that breaks them out of it. And if that's you, you've listened to this podcast. And as I say, wherever you are on your promotion journey, I wish you all the very best. And I will be back with another podcast in due course. If you made it this far, thanks for listening, and I hope you found that helpful. Let me know your views in the podcast details and Q&A section, or by tweeting me, or Xing me, as it is, at @rank_success. If you or a colleague have something interesting to contribute on policing, promotion, and or leadership, by all means, please get in touch. I'm always happy to share my platform to promote a diverse range of perspectives in policing, whilst creating informative content for you. If you like this podcast, please consider becoming a subscriber. Not only will you be helping to ensure I can continue creating free content for everyone, but for just $4.99 a month, you'll also get a load of great stuff on top. This no-hassle, cancel-anytime offer provides extra subscriber-only episodes, priority access to all new episodes, and access to the best of my back catalogue. Should you want to go further and hit the ground running, you'll also receive an exclusive 25% discount on my market-leading structured promotion materials to help focus your effort. If you want in-person support, check out my website for upcoming masterclass dates. I only do a few a year, but they're action-packed with targeted support. You'll leave with great clarity on your forced promotion process and with all the tools you need for success. Attendees most often describe the day as inspiring, informative, and motivating. Others have said it cuts through the fear of fog, confusion and nerves, and one went so far as to say it's the best money I ever spent on my own promotion development. Gave me the right frame of mind and motivation to succeed, second to none. So all the best in your career aspirations. You can see a suite of support on my website at ranksuccess.co.uk, plus my popular free blogs at policepromotion.blog. Until next time, take care and stay safe.